Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. I'm your host, and we are in episode 381. And this is all about meeting management. Start with the meeting end in mind. I can also say with the ending in mind. Last week, I introduced the best meeting method. If you haven't listened to that podcast, I highly recommend you go back and listen to that. And in that episode, I introduce a very specific format that I'm trying to test or bring to the market, where silence is part of that formula, where you can give people an opportunity to read and really digest and reflect on content in a more deliberate way, and then discuss it. So go back and listen to that, because it's based and inspired by Amazon, that got rid of PowerPoint in their meetings and went to this 6-page narrative method. And I've riffed on that a bit and come up with my own version called the best meeting method, which stands for a brief executive summary technique. So listen to that. So this week I'm going to build on meetings, but I'm going to talk about having the meeting ending in mind. Keep the end in mind. And why am I doing that? Because I've noticed in meetings that people run out of time at the end. Meetings, just if you've been in meetings, so you've got a half hour, and then that last few minutes, it's just like you just run out of time. You start building up momentum, and the way they end just doesn't work. The ending could be abrupt. Some people don't even acknowledge the end. They just blow right past and make everybody late to the next meeting. The meeting is too long, so it's too ambitious. You're trying to cover too many things, and you just can't cover it all, and then it has to end at some point. People need to move on, and there's no proper ending. And there are no action items. There's no do-outs. There's no next steps. It just ends in this sort of like, well, we're done, and we ran out of time. And I want us to look at this in a different way, but start with the end in mind. Know that this is going to happen, and do something about it. And I recognize that the tendency of running out of time at the end of meeting is a real one. And as I've mentioned before, if you go back into this podcast and you do some searches on meetings, I have a lot of different topics on how to run a meeting, how to design a meeting agenda, and how to start a meeting. And there's different episodes and different facets of managing meetings, but this is specifically like the ending, like the last few minutes. And I want us to think about those as like the 2-minute warning, like in American football, or, you know, I've got 2 minutes on the clock and I'm going to manage those 2 minutes well. And I want you to think about those minutes as being the difference between the meeting really achieving what you intended it to achieve, or just you hit the brakes and it was abrupt and you ran out of time. So let's go back to how you would do this. And I'm just thinking like this could be a planning meeting. It could be an operations meeting. It could be a weekly staff meeting. It could be a planning meeting, whatever the type of meeting that you're having. Well, first and foremost, you need to have an agenda. And that agenda needs to be, okay, I'm looking at the time that we have allotted, and I'm looking at like, what's the core objective, core focus of the meeting? So what are we here to talk about? And there always needs to be in an agenda a realistic sense of time. I think one of the mistakes that people make, and I make the same mistake, is that we're too ambitious and we're unrealistic. If you've got a half hour, okay, can you realistically cover what you need to cover in that amount of time? Well, whatever the amount of time is, let's say it's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, whatever the amount of time is, you need to start looking at the time at the beginning of it, and also at the end of it. Not just the beginning, but the end. So those are two really important bookends of the meetings. Well, I'm going to start it. I recently led a class, and one of the exercises we led is how to kick off a meeting. It was really cool. Using a brief map, the participants design, okay, what's the objective, and what we're here to talk about, what's the background, and what's the relevance or reason, and they kind of laid out their agenda, and I had them do an exercise of 60 seconds kick off the meeting. Well, that's how you would start a meeting. And that's great. Okay, we're here to talk about, you know, next year's budget planning, or we're here to talk about product improvements on this particular product line, or we're here to talk about issues that are affecting morale. Whatever the topic is, if you kick it off, okay? What I want you to start to think about is what happens when you're 5 minutes out from the ending of the meeting? And I want you to think of the end. Let's say the meeting's going to end at 1:30. 5 minutes before 1:30, so 1:25, somebody needs to be telling the leader of the meeting, hey, we're 5 minutes out. Because what happens a lot of times is people lose track of time. Many people go to meetings, but they have something else afterwards. They've got a hard stop at 1:30. You got to be somewhere. So you got to really respect that 1:30 is a very, very important moment. And you can't approach that and end in 5 seconds. You have to be approaching that end in a deliberate way. So in a meeting, not only is the agenda important, like how you're going to manage the beginning and the ending, and of course, what's happening in the middle, but you have to assign really, really important a person, call the person a leader, a meeting facilitator, just a designated person to keep track of the topic. Are we staying on topic? Are we staying on task? And are we staying on time? So that role of the meeting leader, a big part of it is time management. You know, are covering off on where are we in the agenda. We're 5 minutes in, we're 10 minutes in, we're 15 minutes in, we're moving into the meeting. Well, as you get through this, let's call it a half hour meeting, and you're at the 15 minute mark, somebody's got to keep track of the time. Are you spending too much time on a topic? We'll move on to the next one. Or maybe you need to take a topic that you're running out of time and just, you know, eliminate it. Like, okay, we won't have time to talk about this topic. Let's take it off the table, but keep on talking about, you know, the current topic. But as you approach the ending, that leader is going to, this is a best practice, tell the meeting owner or whoever's the most senior person in the room, we're 5 minutes out. So think of it like you're flying a plane and the person's like, we're on final approach to land the plane. We got 5 minutes to land. Now, when you do that, you're starting to wrap it up. Okay. The ending, you've got to have this in mind though. You've got to be prepared for, and when I'm saying this to myself because I've been in a lot of meetings that we have internal to my company and we do a poor job in this. And this is what inspired me actually to do this podcast is running out of time, plain and simple. So you're 5 minutes out, somebody should be telling the meeting owner, okay, we're 5 minutes out. So the meeting owner and the participants are aware that we're getting close to the end. I would say at about 3 minutes, you know, at the very, very least 2 minutes, you should call a 2 minute warning. And at the 2 minute warning, you're going to do a couple things. One is you want to summarize what you talked about because you came there with the promise, with a plan, an agenda. Okay, let's quickly summarize what topics did we talk about, and then more specifically, what action items are assigned, and who's responsible, and when is it due? It's got to be written down so it creates a finality. Like this conversation's ending. Okay, so we talked about high level. These three topics and the action items are these two things. So you assign them and then those deadlines are assigned. And then as you get close to the ending, you know, you call time. And if it's 1 minute left, you call it with 1 minute left and give yourself some credit. If you finished early, say, hey, listen, great. This week we finished in 29 minutes or this week we finished in 27, never in 32. So you're never blowing past the time. You're always getting ready for that. This is operating with the end in mind. You know, when I talked in the last episode about this best meeting method, it was inspired by Amazon. And the book that I was reading that gave me some insight into their practices was called Working Backwards. And it's a great title. And I think it's an effective technique is to work backwards. Start with the end in mind. Okay, imagine the last 5 minutes of the meeting. What's happening? What are we doing? If we're still talking about the topic, it's like a dinner party. you're still right. You can't just cancel the dinner party right in the middle of dinner. Like, you finish dinner and then you have dessert and then people have coffee afterwards, or however you want to end the dinner party. But the dinner party doesn't end in dinner. In meetings, it seems that the meeting ends right in the middle of the meeting. Like, you're still in the middle of it. You ran out of time. That practice has got to change. So if you look at that, and if you're consistently running out of time, a couple things to do is tweak the agenda, make the agenda more realistic, more achievable. Maybe you need to give yourself more time. Maybe you need to stay on topic and, you know, really be a little bit more rigorous with the topic and the person and the time that you've allotted inside the agenda. But what you can't just do is have a free flow conversation where you're talking about whatever and time is sort of in the back of people's minds, and then you're still in the middle of the meeting, and then all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, it's 10:30 and nobody says anything and you keep on talking, and then everybody's late, and then you have this whimpering, weak, the meeting sort of ends. And then everybody just says goodbye, and then they leave the Zoom call, the Teams call, or they walk out of the room. I've seen this happen so many times, and it's just so unfortunate. And it's a kind of a status quo, unplanned, it's the way it is reality, and we have to change that. So when you start with the end in mind, imagine that last 5 minutes. Who's saying what when you got 5 minutes out? If there's nobody saying anything, well, nobody's going to say anything. Make sure there's a leader. And tell the person, okay, in this meeting, I want you to kick off the meeting. And I also want you to keep track of topic and time. Keep people on task. And at 5 minutes, call time. At the 2 minute warning, that person is going, okay, we got to shelve that. We can't finish that conversation. Let's start talking about meeting summary. What's the executive summary? What do we actually cover? And what are the action items? And then end with finality. Okay, I'm 30 minutes before it hits 10:30. I'm 1 minute before, but never past the time. You got to manage the clock. It's the 2 minute warning. And the clock is always running until you run out of time. But you should be prepared when that happens. And this is kind of one way of looking at it. It's like the saying goes, and I'll end with this. The saying is, we got to land the plane. You've heard this a million times. You got to land the plane. True. You're in flight. You're doing this whole trip. You land the plane. But remember, you got to give yourself time to taxi to the gate. Just saying.